Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome to This League Uncut. In the world of 24-hour NBA news, you snooze, you lose. Chris Haynes, it's go time. Mark Stein, it's showtime. Boom shakalaka. This League Uncut is underway and on fire. This should be a good one.
Hello, dear friends, and welcome in to another edition, the latest edition of This League Uncut. Mark Stein here with Chris Haynes. The NBA season, its 78th season, drawing ever closer. Chris and I recording this on Tuesday night, so it will drop Wednesday morning, and that basically will have us less than a week out from opening night. The first games on Tuesday, the 24th, the defending champion Nuggets getting their rings before they play the Lakers in Denver and then Warriors Suns in the nightcap. No Eastern Conference teams making that opening TNT two-game slate. Chris Haynes made it, though. He'll be there, we believe. He has been assigned to cover Suns Warriors. And, well, first, just, you ready? Are you ready? I know you've been running around traveling. I've been running around traveling. Are you ready to get started?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm probably the most ready I've been in a very long time to start the season. Like, I'm really excited about this.
And that is why? Why would you say so?
I'm looking forward to seeing how the in-season tournament is going to play out.
That makes one of us.
Yeah. You know, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Dame going to Milwaukee, seeing how that's going to play out.
Your new hometown, Milwaukee.
I hear it's cold now, Stein. So it's the exact opposite of what it was a couple weeks ago during media day. So, you know, I'm looking. You know, the West to me, I think it's wide open. But you know, definitely the Nuggets, you still got it. You still got to give them the favorites title. I don't know how overwhelmingly you want to give them that title, but you know, out of respect, you definitely got to give it to them. And I'm just happy. Honestly, Stein, so the summertime during the off season, I was so sick of airports. I didn't really go anywhere during the off season. I stayed home and I had fun. I stayed home. I joined two basketball leagues. You know, I was barbecuing a lot, and it was cool. That's what I wanted. I didn't want an airport. I didn't want to be around an airplane. But the problem with staying home is there's certain people in the house that you just get tired of. And so that's adding an extra layer of why I need to get back on the road, Stein.
My old head advice to you is to not name names.
I'm not naming names. I just put it out there. I let everybody else kind of guess, see what I'm talking about. But all you folk, nah, I'll leave it at that. I was going to say too much, but well, you get where I'm coming from.
You were in the shop.
And that's another thing, too. That's another thing. So, yes, I was in the shop, Charlene's Beauty Supply, a lot. But the problem with Stein, it got to a point where I'm getting bossed around in the shop and being asked to do a lot. And I'm like, no. I'm one of the faces. Don't try to boss me around. You know, you already try to boss me around at home. You're not bossing me around at the shop. So I say all that to say I'm ready to be back on the road.
I don't know when I will see Sacramento first, but when I do, I'm going to sidle up to Davion Mitchell and ask him if his trip to the beauty shop, like what that, you know, what kind of tone that set for his summer, his off-season workouts, the season ahead. Because that was historic to do the interview. People have no idea the level of equipment failure that happened during that episode.
We pulled it off, Scott.
84% of it might have been on you.
Man, we pulled
it. But we still got an episode done.
We got it done. I didn't know. I had no clue what we were doing. Producer Ryan was just pulling his hair out. He wasn't there. Everybody was on remote. So we got it done. We got it done. Right, well, but I'm ready.
Let's discuss. Let's start today with what is not done. Because, again, this is dropping on Wednesday morning. The Philadelphia 76ers play their first game on Thursday, October 26th. So a week and change away for the Sixers opener. And the Sixers opener, not an easy assignment. Philadelphia at Milwaukee. Sources say Chris Haynes will be at that game for sure. Lock it in. Chris Haynes on the sidelines for Sixers at Bucks, the first regular season game for Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard as teammates. But by all accounts, James Harden is still going to be a member of the Sixers by the time that game rolls around. I've consistently been told that there is, quote, nothing close on the horizon in terms of a Harden trade. This Friday, Philly plays its final exhibition game against Atlanta. That is going to be the last chance the Sixers have to get Harden on the floor in an exhibition game. He showed up to camp a day-ish late, and by all accounts, he's been, you know, pleasant, but not exactly present. They still haven't seen him in an they haven't seen him in an exhibition game. They've barely had him on the floor for scrimmaging, and that's the thing. With no trade apparent on the horizon. Look, I guess things could always change. Something could change drastically in the next few days. And let's not forget, I mean, James Harden himself, you know, was traded from Oklahoma City to Houston right before the start of the season in October 2012. But trades of that magnitude, it's rare that they happen now after camp has begun. So, I mean, Philly is a team you know well. I'm sure you're going to be taking pulse checks as soon as you get around these guys. I mean, what do you think the mood's going to be like if it's true that no trade materializes and James Harden is in Milwaukee with you on October 26th?
Yeah, I mean, everything is pointing to that happening, where James was going to still be a member of the Sixers by opening night. I can tell you this for sure. James was hoping to be traded. He had no plans to play in any preseason games. And he had no plans of playing another game at all, even with him showing up to camp. So that's what, you know, that's the next development. If he's not traded by opening night, which it looks like that's going to be the case, is he going to eventually play? Because right now what the team can do, they can still say, well, he's ramping things up. You know, that's what they're doing. You know, trying to make this thing sound as non-toxic as it is. Oh, he's ramping up. He's doing his work. What I can tell you is that, you know, he goes through his practices with the team. He's not really doing anything live, not really scrimmaging or anything like that, just going through drills. And then he goes back at night and works out with a bunch of coaches, and that's where he gets the bulk of his workouts in. So he's doing two-a-days for the most part right now, with the hopes of being traded expeditiously and being in shape. So it's like, okay, so if the regular season starts, what can they say? Like, it's going to get to a point where the Sixers are going to want him to play. And then James is going to have to decide, okay, am I going to still just try to, you know, milk this situation, try to, you know, stay behind the scenes and work out? And then if you do that, you're going to get fined for missing games. So he has a decision to make, because all signs are pointing to him still being a member by the time opening night starts.
Yeah, and look, he wants to go to the Clippers. He's made that clear. And the Clippers, to this point, rank as the only confirmed bidder in these trade sweepstakes, if we dare to even use that term. You know, the Clippers, Terrence Mann is, they're not putting him in trade offers for James Harden. It's one future first and a pick swap, and Philly wants way more, and the Clippers aren't budging. And to this point, any notion of the Clippers flipping that future first to another team to furnish Philly with multiple future firsts, that hasn't worked either. So, and it's interesting because I think there's the theory out there in the world that once the season starts, once we get 15 to 20 games in, some team out there is going to start poorly and then develop tangible trade interest in James Harden. And I just don't see that. I think there is a lot of skepticism around the league about, from teams, do they think that they could really bring James Harden in and get a productive, plugged-in player? I'm not sure that there's going to be multiple teams that fall into that category. So right now it's the Clippers, and we'll see if anybody else materializes. But I mean, I think you said it. Philly is hoping that James Harden is going to come to the point where he says, I've got to play to build up some trade value. But we haven't seen ranting and raving and troublemaking as was suggested in some corners, but we also haven't seen Harden looking very eager to get back on the floor with the Philadelphia 76ers. And when you talk about all this stuff, of course, it always leads back to Joel Embiid. And how is he going to take it if Harden doesn't play? Can Philly be a good enough team with the team they've got? It's been a very messy, bumpy preseason ride already. A lot on the plate of new coach Nick Nurse. Yeah, Philly, I think, is one of those teams that we're going to be talking about and looking at with a microscope all season.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
And as for you, as I mentioned, you're going to be in Milwaukee for that Sixers at Bucks opener. And sources also tell me that you did make it to LA for Bucks at Lakers and the first game, the first exhibition game that Damian Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo played together. A lot of eyebrows raised at how dangerous they already look. And, you know, they're both sounding so excited to be together in this pick and roll, and just the space that they're creating for each other already when they're still very early in this relationship and are still building chemistry. But I mean, I think both Giannis and Dame have said it, just that they can't believe how great it is to play with someone else on their level, someone else that good. But enough of me blabbing. You tell me what you saw and heard in LA.
Now the pick and roll combination looks lethal, and they're just getting started. You know, he's still feeling his way within the offense. It's not even feeling his way within the offense, because the offense is the same offense that they were running in Portland. Remember Terry Stotts, who was his coach for 9 years in Portland. He's the assistant coach. He's running the offense. So everything is familiar. And Dame even said, like, he's having to teach guys in practice about where to be at. You know, this is a new team, but this is his offense. So he's kind of mentoring guys, you know, on where they need to be, with the spots they're supposed to be at, where to cut, where to move. With that being said, you know, they played again tonight. So as we record this, it's Tuesday night. And they play OKC. Dame was 2-for-11, I believe. And what I'm seeing from him is him trying to fill out his teammates, like him trying to fit in, get guys involved. And, you know, he's not being himself right now. And that's going to come. One thing I know that Giannis told Dame, he told him, "We want you to be yourself." He told Matt, "Be yourself. Go in there and do you." So that the ball going in the hole, that's going to eventually come. But, you know, when you look at the fact that Chris Middleton has yet to step on the court with them, like, that's another lethal weapon they're going to have, man. And I spoke with Chris Middleton last week, and he told me that he expects him, Giannis, and Dame to have career years, all three of them. And so the sky's the limit over there, but it's still going to take some time, and going to take some time from Dame to fill out everybody. But nah, Stein, I went to the game in LA, and I went to see my met my cousin in the stands, Pat Riddlespringer, which is Mariah's dad. So I give him a hug, dap him up. We're chopping up, catching up, and right behind him is a group of people wearing all this green. I'm like, who is this? Like, who are these people calling my name? Wearing all this green, just calling my name. It was Dame's mom, his sister, his auntie. And I told him, I said, "I'm sorry. I didn't mean to, like, ignore y'all. It's just going to take some time to get used to all y'all wearing this green. You know, I'm not used to seeing them like that." You know what I mean? So it's a cool experience. I would say he probably had about 30 family members there at the game in LA. So everybody's excited, man. They're on board, and everybody's looking forward to seeing what could be.
You know, you brought up Terry Stotts, and maybe when you work that game, you can do me a favor, because I'm sure TNT travels with some sort of research operation. And when I think about the things that I miss from my ESPN days, it's really not a long list, if I'm going to be candid with you. But what I definitely do miss, research team behind you, because, like, ESPN research was just fantastic, constantly furnishing me with all these little nerdy nuggets that, you know, I love. And, you know, this might only interest me, but I am fascinated by the Bucks coaching staff, because Terry Stotts is a former Bucks head coach. Joe Prunty was also the Bucks former head coach on an interim basis. Adrian Griffin, obviously the new coach in Milwaukee. I haven't been able to look. I don't know how to look this up. This is not the kind of stuff that Elias keeps, to my knowledge. I have not been able to find the research arm that can really tell us if this is history or not. But I cannot remember a time that an NBA team had two of its former head coaches on the bench as assistants. So do me a favor, please. If there's some sort of traveling research
representative with you when you do that game for TNT. Maybe throw it at them. I would love to know if that's ever happened before, because like I said, I can't think of the example.
You might give me something to you might give me a little nugget to plug during the game.
Yeah, and you can even say, this was brought up by my has-been podcast partner, Mark Stein.
Yeah, that'd be a perfect time to bring up our podcast. You know, I plugged our podcast during the broadcast a time or two. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, I remember Spiro Ditas said something once.
Yeah, okay.
Who's so doing and you know, Stan would probably give us a shout-out.
Stan is working. Actually, I'm working with Stan for the Warriors-Suns game on the 24th, and I'm working with Stan on Thursday's Sixers Bucks.
Let me ask you a much more pressing question. Do you like the nick? Everybody's raving about this nickname Freak Time, that this is some amazing thing. Giannis and Dame are Freak Time. And like,
yeah.
Can I just say that I don't love it?
You don't love it?
Do they like it?
I haven't asked them.
The reason I don't like it is because, I mean, Dame Time without Dame in it, it just doesn't have it. I get it. You know, I'm not stupid. I know. I mean, Freak Time. Hey, it's easy. It's, you know, I mean, but.
Dame.
What up?
Hold on. Just let you know, I'm on my pod right now. I just had one question for you real quick. We're talking about the nickname between you and Giannis when it gets late in the game, Freak Time. So we're asking, do you like that? Do you like that name? We got a couple of something else.
I'm not invested in that at all. Everybody's doing all this talking. I'm just trying to play.
All right. That's all.
I leave that to everybody else.
That's all I need. That's what I want to know. That's it.
All right,
bro. Talk to you later. I don't think he likes this stuff.
Some kind of flex.
I don't think he likes it.
Now I got to call somebody. Who can I call?
I don't think he likes this stuff.
Man. Yeah, I mean, Dame Time is an iconic thing.
Yeah.
And now, if his name's not in it, for me, it just doesn't work. But I people seem to think it's awesome.
I don't know if it's awesome, but I was rolling with it. I was like, okay, that could be a thing. You know, that could be a thing. But I don't know if he's if he was feeling it, he would have said it. He's like, yeah. I like it. And I don't think he's feeling it. And, you know, he's trying to figure out, you know, he's trying to figure out this new role and everything. So, you know, what'd he say? He has more pressing things.
Producer Ryan is just in awe of that flex you just threw down.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh my, look at that, he is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
All right, well, my week one travels will not be as glamorous as yours. I'm staying in state, but look, next Wednesday night in the Alamo City, Victor Wembanyama's regular season NBA debut, the Spurs playing host to the Mavericks. Luka Doncic suffered the calf strain on the Mavs' trip to Spain. The Mavs have officially ruled him out of their final exhibition game Friday against Detroit, but I've been told there's optimism about Doncic coming back and playing in time for the regular season opener. And look, I'm going because I have to see it for myself. I have to see the Victor Wembanyama show in person from the first official dribble, the highlights, the games he's played in so far, and what he's doing. Absolutely ridiculous. I actually was chatting with Dirk and said, "Hey, did you catch Wemby against Miami?" And his quote back to me was, "Running a step up pick and roll to a crossover between the legs to a step back at his size, stop it." That was what Dirk said. And again, Dirk, 7 foot. Wemby, I'm going with 7'5". I know they say 7'4", 7'3". I mean, did you see that picture of him standing next to your colleague, Reggie Miller?
Reggie Miller,
who is 6'6", 6'7", and Reggie Miller looked about as tall as me in that picture.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, the guy...
Let's not overlook what you just did. You just did a mighty flex right there. You just told us what a Hall of Famer thought, what he texted you personally about Wembanyama. That is the almighty flex. That is a Hall of Famer, one of the greatest players of all time.
Hey, he is. But until I can call him and get him to just answer a question live and then hang up.
Well, I'm sure wherever he's probably asleep wherever he's at. He's probably out of the country.
Not even Dame. Dame, are you having dinner? Am I interrupting you? It's like, hey, man, I got to ask you something for our podcast.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if he even left the arena yet.
That's right. They were playing. That probably enhanced the chances of him answering. So, look, here's my, if you would have asked me a week ago or 10 days ago, Victor Wembanyama would not be my rookie of the year favorite. Rookie.
You would have probably had Scoot probably.
Yeah, because I was thinking, okay, Portland has given Scoot the team. I mean, they've traded Dame Lillard, and it's like, here, this is your team now. And then Chet has looked so good in Oklahoma City. And not just that, Chet Holmgren is surrounded by so much established talent already. That should theoretically enhance his chances of being able to play well and have an impact and hit the ground running. But all that's out the window now. Victor Wembanyama will be the rookie of the year. He is the clear favorite. I don't want to hear anything else. I am sold based on the two doses of exhibition games that we've seen. This guy looks ridiculous. And to me, the only way you would say that he's not winning rookie of the year, it's because he didn't play the 65 games he has to play to win the award. And as Dirk Nowitzki would say, stop it. If you're saying Victor Wembanyama is not going to be rookie of the year for any other reason, just stop it. So this is where I give you the floor to refute that if you want to. I mean, maybe you're going with Scoot.
I was going with Scoot because, again, yes, they were giving him the keys to run the team. And I thought it would take a year for Wembanyama. Look, I mean, he hasn't played against really any starters. But still, what you've seen him do, golly. I've never – Stein, he reminds me. I'm just watching him play, man. Like, I remember when I'm dating myself. Back when NBA Live was the marquee video game. This is in the – NBA Live was probably late 90s to early 2000s, I believe, before NBA 2K took over. But NBA Live, I forgot what year it was. But it was a year, it was late 90s, when they started allowing you to create a player. And this feature was so cool. Now it's nothing. You know, everybody, every game, you could create a player. But now you can create your own player. However, it was a certain height that you could reach. You couldn't go too tall. I think you probably could have got your player to 7'4", 7'5", or something like that. But I remember I would create a player like that, 7'5", and he would be a shooting guard, and he would just look ridiculously big and long on the court. It just looked crazy. Like, it wasn't real. Because it wasn't real. It's created. It's a made-up guy. Wembanyama looks like a created video game guy. That's exactly what he looks like. I'm watching him on the court, and it's not like he's just hanging out in the paint. You know, like he's Manute Bol or something like that. This guy is all around the perimeter, dribbling the ball between his legs, step back, sidestep. Never seen anything like it. Never. And I know too often we may use that phrase like we've never seen anything like it before. We've never seen anything like this before. This is true in the case of Victor Wembanyama. And I'm with you. I have transferred all of my I transferred everything that I had in Scoop. All the confidence I had in Scoop winning the Rookie of the Year, I transferred over to Vic. And I agree with you. The only thing that would probably keep him from winning it is an injury that will keep him from, you know, reaching that 65 game mark. But nah, he's the real deal. Definitely.
Or if the Spurs are going to, you know, load manage him, which will be very interesting to see if he gets to 65 games, because you know that they are bound to be cautious with him as any team that could have drafted him. So I do think that's a factor.
What are they going to describe it? You can't put it out as load management. What are you saying? They're going to fake an injury? What are you alluding to, Stein? You can't do that anymore. The NBA is they're serious about this now. How are they going to do that, Stein?
Look, if they want him playing 60 games instead of 65, they will find a way. Whatever these new rules are. But like I said, I cannot wait to get to San Antonio for opening night, and it's going to be a packed house. Want to see how eager or annoyed Pop will be for his pregame address. Have you looked? Do you know when your first San Antonio game is? When will you get a chance to actually?
I don't have one on the schedule as of right
really?
Now. I have my schedule through the end of January. No San Antonio as of yet.
A lot of Milwaukee change, though. But a lot of Milwaukee.
Actually, I didn't have any Milwaukee games, and this opener was just added on my schedule a week and a half ago. So things could change. You know they can flex me out. They flex games. They can flex me out. So, you know, it's fluid. The in-season tournament, you know, we don't know who's going to match up there. You know, I'm doing a few in-season tournament games as well. So maybe I'll catch them then.
Man, am I going to be quizzing you when that happens. I'm going to be putting you on the hot seat asking 25 questions. Yeah. Tell me everything.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing how that is going to work. Are you a fan of it? Or you don't know yet?
You really have to ask.
Okay, yeah. Well, I know you're it's following a European model, so I'm pretty sure.
That's the propaganda. It's not following a European model. But you know what? Actually, I think people are more – I think I'm in the minority now. I think people are open-minded about it. I think people really are rooting for it to go well. So I'm quite sure that they will love to – throw it in my face and shut me up if it turns out to be a success. But yes, you can say that I am a leading skeptic of the in-season tournament. Because, you know, to me, it's not a tournament till we get to Vegas for the semis. All the games, you know, through the quarters are regular season games that just have two forms of packaging. But let's see. There's no harm in trying something. Let's see. Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens with something new. All right, that is going to do it for this edition of This League Uncut. Chris and I do plan to be with you at least one more time before the regular season officially starts. And in that next show, I will be able to reveal, well, I think, I'm not, now that I think about it, will it be before Friday night or after Friday night? We'll have to see. I'm not totally sure yet when that other episode this week will take place, because Friday night, the Detroit Pistons come to Dallas. It will be the Mavericks' last exhibition game. And it gives me a chance. Maybe. I have not decided yet. I haven't decided. Should I approach Pistons rookie Ausar Thompson, highly rated, highly touted rookie Ausar Thompson? Should I ask him if he and his brother Amen Thompson, are they aware of the Thompson twins from the 1980s that you were so quick to disparage in our last podcast, even though history will show they had two top 10 hits in their vaunted career as a 1980s Britpop powerhouse band? But
yes, and I had to inform you that our good friend, our great listener, Jenny in San Francisco, y'all definitely go check her out. Go on her IG. It is BlondeAsian84. She has one of the best bakeries in San Francisco. I've tried her stuff, but she couldn't believe you threw that out to that young kid like that. She couldn't believe you threw out a Thompson. I had no clue. Producer Ryan has no clue who the Thompson twins were in the 80s, and he's 10 years younger than me. And now you're going to ask this 19-year-old kid when he comes to town in the next couple days, Stein, you know, I was saying don't do it, but you know what? Forget it. Do it.
Let me ask you this hypothetical before we go. If there was a world famous Chris Haynes before you from any era in history, don't you think you would have at least heard of them? I mean, they must have been called the Thompson twins their whole life. And you don't think somebody along the way said, hey, did you know that there used to be a famous band in the 80s called the Thompson twins? So again, I'm going to repeat the question. If there was a famous Chris Haynes in 1965, you don't think you would have heard of it somehow?
Famous, huh? Okay.
If there was a famous Ryan Music in 1983, do you think producer Ryan would have heard of it somehow? I would have bet yes.
Okay, let's break down famous. There are people who had a run. They had a good, solid run. But famous to me is somebody that 10, 20, 30 years later, that name is still famous. The Thompson twins? No. I haven't heard, no. The Thompson, and I know many Thompsons. I grew up with a lot of Thompsons, people like with the last name Thompson. I even know two Thompson twins growing up. I can guarantee never in their life were those Thompson twins that I know. Were they ever asked?
Here, let's do a test. The next time you cover a Laker game.
Uh-huh.
I would like you to please approach Michael Thompson, father of Klay Thompson, and also an NBA champion from the 80s.
Okay.
Ask him, hey, can you believe we were doing a podcast and Stein brought up the Thompson twins? And I'm just curious. Maybe I am way off. Maybe I am a dinosaur. Maybe I'm the only person in the history of the NBA who would dare ask today's Thompson twins if they heard of the Thompson twins from the 80s, but I don't think so. I don't think it was that outlandish of a question to raise.
Well, if you don't think so, then ask the twin when he comes to town. Ask him. And hold on, for my homegirl Jenny, one of the finest bakeries in San Francisco Bay Area, let me give you her business plug. I gave her personal IG plug. Her business plug is Buttercup Baking. That's on IG. Buttercup Baking. So go check her out. She's a big fan of Stein.
I don't think so. Not anymore. Not after not after the last show. But yes, next time we get together, I will reveal if I had the gumption to approach young Ausar Thompson to ask him this very pivotal question that we threw at his former Overtime Elite colleague, Tyler Smith. And poor Tyler Smith, he just didn't know why I was even asking about something that happened. And
poor,
you know,
Tyler.
Yeah, that was
poor Tyler.
That was poor form on my part. But let's see.
Nah, he was good, man.
All right. That will do it for this edition of This League Uncut. Haynes and Stein will be back with you again soon. And yes, count it down. The NBA regular season is almost here.
And that'll do it for us. See you next time. This League Uncut is an iHeartRadio production. Boom shakalaka! Chris Haynes and Mark Stein!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.